Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. And for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to see a grander vision for people than they see for themselves. And she's able to help people create new neural pathways in their brains that results in fast and effective change. So I am super excited to introduce Nadine Cebulski. Now, Nadine is an internationally recognized neurocoach. She's the author of 8 self-help books to date, including the best-selling Secret Weapons of Mass Orgasm, The Science of Sex, and The Artistry of Love. She's also a transformational speaker and trainer, and her mission is to increase the net amount of personal freedom for everyone on the planet. Now, she's the founder of the Naked Life Coaching Modality and is a mind-body wizard. Now, Nadine leverages behavioral neuroscience insights on how the brain works to guide and empower people to unlock their full potential, maximize performance, and develop an unlimited mindset, ultimately leading to living a fully authentic and fulfilling life. Nadine's specialty is teaching the 8 pillars of life excellence through focused 30 to 90 day programs, as well as an annual mastermind program. And she offers both personal and group neuro coaching in the following areas: emotional mastery in 30 days, mindset mastery, body sculpting, communication skills mastery, relationship skills mastery, time mastery, conflict resolution, and entrepreneurial skills. Nadine loves working with entrepreneurs and fellow big dreamers and doers to co-create new realities. Well, welcome, Nadine. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Hi, Wendy. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, and I just love how you're making such a huge difference for people through your own unique coaching modality, which is sounds like heavily based on neuroscience. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Thanks. I'm excited to share.
And now, Nadine, top of mind for me, always, I need to find out exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own neuro coaching practice?
Well, I'm a lifelong serial entrepreneur, but as far as this particular business, I went through a real rough patch in 2009, from the 2008 crash, and it was like a bad country song. I mean, I lost everything. I lost my boyfriend, I lost my car, I lost my house.
Oh, gosh.
Both my businesses at the time went down the drain. And I had already been very fascinated with human potential and law of attraction. And at that point, I was desperately, just trying to save myself and got really, really serious about fully investigating law of attraction principles and figuring out what I was doing right and what I was doing wrong and that had created this reality in my life.
Right.
And I figured out quite a lot and started successfully applying it. Got a new place. I didn't get a car for several years because I wanted to just focus on my business and working from home. I didn't need a lot of transportation. But got my life back on track, and it was just really a growing desire to share with others the things that had worked for me to get me out of that bad situation, and actually now to living a life that I fully love.
That's great. Wow. Talk about coming up through the ashes like a phoenix. It sounds like from that point of losing absolutely everything. I mean, relationship, business, just completely starting from scratch all over again, and deciding to look in the mirror, sounds like, and see, okay, yeah. Attraction, it works kind of like gravity. So what the heck has happened here? So, and it sounds like you've really walked your talk and discovered a tremendous amount of knowledge and put this into your own coaching modality. Yeah, that's fascinating. 2009 is when this all happened. So how long have you had your own coaching practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
I started it in early 2010, so about a year after all that went down. Okay. And yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I first started, I didn't even know, you know, what to call myself. I just knew I wanted to teach people about manifestation. And so it wasn't even until a couple months in, when I was already working out of a kind of a combination of practices, like esoteric practitioners, teaching there, and I didn't know what to call myself, and then had a brainstorming conversation with a friend and came up with the Naked Life Coaching title. But my vision has certainly evolved massively, you know, from those early days. But I'm still teaching the same principles. I've definitely refined them and gotten a lot more effective at teaching them in that time frame. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Well, it sounds like you've really focused in on several specific areas. So that's, you know, that's all part of that business journey, is just refining where you can really step in and make that big difference for people. And based on the law of attraction and manifesting, that applies obviously to so many different areas of people's lives. So,
very much.
Now, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
I had a major challenge in 2013. I thought I was ready, and I tried to put together a larger scale retreat. You know, I was trying to do a 300 seat 4-day weekend, and I worked my tail off on it. I mean, I'm talking from the time I woke up to the time I went to sleep, just straight through about 6 months. Wow. In 6 months, I took 7.5 days off. Wow. And fell flat on my face. I only sold one ticket to a guy in Australia, of all places. And so I was having to cancel, and I was pretty upset that I was upset at myself, you know, for not utilizing the stuff that I knew to its fullest extent. I was upset because of all the people that I had booked. I mean, it wasn't just me. It was three other speakers and 21 entertainers and the hotel and a videographer, audio video guy. And so, you know, I disappointed all those people with having to cancel at the last minute. And so I went through a bit of a depression about 3 months. And at first I was mad at myself about that too. Right. It was part depression, part exhaustion, you know, from working so hard. Oh, I mean, I'm talking like 18, 20 hour days for 6 months, yeah, except for 7.5 days off.
Right. That is.
So I was upset with myself for feeling upset, because I know all these ways to feel good all the time, you know. Right. But after about a week of that, I gave myself permission to just wallow in it. And I took about 2 months off and just didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. I just let myself wallow in it and let myself recuperate from the stress and the long hours and everything. And after about maybe two and a half months, I woke up one day and I was like, okay, I'm ready to be happy again.
Had to go through that kind of sense of just frustration, loss, you know, all the various emotions that came up, I'm sure, after that intense work.
Absolutely. Well,
I'm glad you woke up that day and said, all right, we're ready to do this. That would be quite a grueling process with quite an outcome. But with every one of those type situations, there's lots to be discovered. And because of that, no doubt you have perfected your own skills and now are able to help people fast track their effectiveness too. Because, you know, when we go through something like that, there are a lot of lessons learned that then we help our clients then get more on a fast track to ultimately achieving what they want.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it wasn't a loss because I learned so much from that. Just
right.
That experience. I learned what I didn't know.
Yeah.
And that's half the battle right there, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, Nadine, you're obviously an expert at helping people really develop a mindset that supports massive success in their business and in their lives. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? This is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Well, I love talking to people and finding out their goals and dreams and, you know, figuring out what their challenges are. The main challenge that I have, or that I've, I guess to kind of sum it up, it kind of seems the most common denominator when I don't enroll somebody is because they seem to be looking for, you know, the standard in therapy and coaching is usually like you do an hourly rate and you charge per session or whatever. Whereas I charge based on the result and offer, you know, a full range of programs, as you said earlier. So what I do when I work with somebody one-on-one is I customize the program, and they might get, you know, they might get like 2.5 programs or, you know, pieces from this and that other program kind of added in. So it's not so much that it's a discrete program, but I charge based on the result rather than per session.
Right.
And so I think that's been the common denominator. People are looking for, you know, a per session rate. And I'm like, I can't tell you a per session rate because I don't charge per session. I work with you until you get the result.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, no, I totally understand that. And that's really not an uncommon frustration in allowing people to really understand the value of working with you for a longer term than just one mm-hmm. or two sessions. And so I'd be happy to provide you with a little bit of insight around that if you'd like.
Absolutely. I'm always open to growing and changing. That's why I love what I do.
All right. Well, what's interesting is when, you know, when we're talking about with an ideal prospective client, when we're talking about their challenges or their frustrations or really what brought them to the conversation in the first place, it's usually something that does require a length of time. You know, very rarely is it like going to a practitioner where you go in, you see somebody over an office visit and they prescribe something, you go out and, you know, it's, you go home and you know, take one a day, like the doctor says, and you're all better. You know, this is mindset. This is transformation. And when people are understanding the process, one of the things that's really important is to continuously go back to what the outcome is that they really want to achieve. And when it's time to talk to them about the process that you offer, then to really focus on the outcome versus the number of sessions. Or sometimes what I'm saying is entrepreneurs or coaches, they have a tendency to break down their process into the number of sessions versus talking
right.
about the outcome. And so
I've been guilty of that too.
Yeah, inadvertently, then we shift our own focus onto the fact that it's X, Y, Z, you know, such and such number of sessions. And so the focus mm-hmm. shifts to that versus just saying, well, this is how we achieve exactly what you're wanting to achieve, you know, and this mm-hmm. is what we're going to work on. And this is the process that I have. And oh, by the way, it will involve 3 months or, you know, 12 sessions. It will involve 3 months of coaching. Mm-hmm. So the focus then is more on the outcome that they want versus the number of sessions.
Makes sense. Yeah. I just got to remember that in the moment instead of, I've been guilty of what one of my coaches calls selling the how rather than the what.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, getting technical, and this is how I'll help you do this and all that. And so, yeah, good reminder. Yeah. Thank you.
You just keep leaning into what the outcome is that they want. And in order to achieve that, this is what it looks like and the length of time that is really needed in order to create that sustained, lasting transformation. So, yeah.
Right.
Perfect. Well, hopefully that moves the needle for you a little bit. Now, Nadine.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Now, I'm just curious here. We are, you know, still in the middle of this pandemic, which has created all sorts of ripple effects on people's lives, everything from their professional life to their personal life to their relationships. Basically, every one of those programs that I listed in introducing you. How have you been impacted by the pandemic? Have there been an increase in needs or a shift in how people are really showing up and finding that, you know, some of these issues that maybe were just below the surface and not so glaring are now at the top of the surface and creating big stress and problems with themselves? Or can you just talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, when this whole thing first started, it was, for me personally, I was like, I'm not upset at all because I had just invested in a training program for myself. So I'm like, well, this gives me an out. I don't have to be social for the next month or two, and I can just, you know, focus on self-work and growth. And I think the same can be said for a lot of people. I've definitely seen a rise in my, you know, people coming to me for assistance because I think you put it very succinctly, you know, like the things that they've been ignoring are now, you know, closer to the surface. But also, I think, you know, going through this time has caused us to, you know, just overall kind of look at our lives and reassess where we are and are we where we want to be? And even if we, you know, are restricted in some of the things that we might normally want to do, there's still a multitude of ways that we can work on our own self-improvement and development and improve our relationships, improve our emotional state. And definitely the COVID thing has placed a lot more stress than normal on us in all sorts of ways, you know, having to work from home, having to homeschool our kids, life is just topsy-turvy. So I've had a lot more clients coming through getting the emotional mastery program and learning how to successfully be happy or confident or whatever emotion they choose, regardless of external circumstances, which it's a blessing.
Yeah, that stands to reason that would be a very popular area to be reaching out to you to get support on, because it has created just a lot of extra demands on how to juggle with all of the different, you know, elements that, like you said, people working home-based, but the kids are home, you know, being under the same roof with your significant other all the time. It's just, you know, as well as, okay, are we going to make enough money this month? You know, so the whole thing just kind of escalates that feeling of stress. So, well, Nadine, how do you work with people who want to really finally develop an unlimited mindset and ultimately lead to that living a fully authentic and fulfilling life? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy and approach?
Sure. Well, like I said earlier, I came to this work through my passion for human potential, which I really developed an interest in that at a pretty young age. And I truly believe that we're capable of so much more. We're just not taught how to effectively manage ourselves, how to use our bodies effectively, how to remain in control and on top of our own emotions, how to communicate effectively, you know, relationship skills, entrepreneurship skills. You know, most of the schooling that we receive is geared just towards really being a good worker bee and not much about life itself, you know, and what it means to live true to yourself and authentic and have a fulfilling life. So my philosophy, or, you know, my basic philosophy is that we create our own reality. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. Everything that we experience, we've created. The question is, are we creating it consciously and purposefully, or are we just creating it unconsciously based on the combination of our beliefs, thoughts, feelings, words, and actions? Mm-hmm. So after teaching this stuff for 10 years, and that was like my first book about it was, you know, about conscious manifestation, I can really sum it up in one sentence. And that is that you get more of whatever you're focused on. And your foci are your beliefs, your thoughts, your feelings, your words, and your actions. So what I do is I work with people to help them get in alignment among those five areas and have the focus of all of those five areas solely on what they do want to create and experience.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. And like you said, just it's so common for people to be unaware of where they really are focusing their energy, their emotions, mm-hmm. and their thoughts. And we just get into these patterns of expectations instead of stating or agreeing to the intention of, okay, well, this is how I'd really rather be, you know, operating and feeling mm-hmm. and guiding my ship, you know, and that creates more of the same. So yeah, I love that. It's just so such powerful work and so needed. You know, so many people are really not understanding the full power that they do have. So yeah, that's fantastic. Yes. How can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Just visit my website. It's thenakedlifecoach.com. So T-H-E, Naked Life Coach. And they can get a free discovery call. I've got application process. So you fill out the application and then you're sent to a page where you can book a free call with me and see if we're a good fit to work together.
Okay, fantastic. So that's the Naked Life Coach or coaching, sorry.
The Naked Life Coach.
Okay. TheNakedLifeCoach.com. Perfect. And so you have a link on there, an application where they can fill that out and request a discovery call with you.
Yep.
All right. Fantastic. Well, Nadine, you have already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here in our conversation, but if I could just tap on you one last time in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Well, like I said earlier, I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've had this business for 10 years, but prior to that, I had eight other businesses in just as many different industries. And as I learned it in my very first formal business that I started at 18, I started a cleaning company, and after about 6 months, I quit because I realized I really hated to clean. So and from law of attraction is to sit down and get really clear about exactly what you do want. Think, and you know, that's one of the very first parts of activating the law of attraction as well is, you know, sit down and think it through. Like, don't do something just because you need to make money. Do something that fulfills you, something that you really enjoy doing. Mm-hmm. And think about what you do want. Like, what kind of hours do you want to work? Where do you want to work? You know, what kind of work do you like doing and what do you not like doing? And, you know, sort the wheat from the chaff.
Right. That is valuable advice because a lot of people, again, back to your point that you were just making, we tend to get on this conveyor belt and do a lot of things based on what other people have laid out or encouraged us to do. And sometimes it just becomes automatic or by default and not necessarily tuned in and tapped into what is that, like I said at the very beginning, our zone of genius, our passion, our the thing that is mm-hmm. calling to us. So yeah, I love that. That is sound advice. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's great.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, Nadine, it has just been so great hearing about your journey from, my goodness, 2009, when you, this and that happened, everything basically got taken from you or the law of attraction was working, but in a way that you really didn't want it to be working. Rose back up through the ashes and just looked yourself in the mirror, it sounds like, and said, look, you know, this law of attraction does work. What is there that I can shift here and take this to a whole new level to let other people tap into the experience and the wisdom that I have, and started this amazing business where now you are a mind-body wizard. I love that. Helping people through neuroscientific methods to unlock their full potential, maximize their performance, and develop an unlimited mindset, which ultimately leads to living a fully authentic and fulfilling life. I really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate our conversation as well.
Yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Nadine through her website. That is thenakedlifecoach.com. And look for that link to sign up for a discovery call or fill out that application. I think obviously it'd be time well worth your investment there to spend a little bit of time with Nadine. Lots of wisdom. So, and for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Nadine Cebulski. And as always, here's to your success.